Welcome to our service of Holy Communion from the Book of Common Prayer from St. Margaret's in Chipstead. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be opened, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee, and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
O God, for as much as without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried, I'm ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, reading from verse 1. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honoured by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, don't keep on babbling like pagans, for they think you'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show that they're fasting. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you're fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
For today's notices, please check out the appropriate section of the website.
Thank you for those readings. So, how do we worship God? We've been looking at the holy habit of worship, and now we're on this one. How do we worship God? To start with, let's just have a look at what some of the ingredients of worship consist of, which is what we've been doing for the last few weeks. Worship is God-centered. There's prayer, dance, silence, praise, posture, different ways of standing, sitting, lying when we worship, sacraments, noise. Sometimes there's a lot of noise when we worship. Preaching, music, coffee, very important. And I might add donuts to that. I always like a donut with my coffee at church. Sharing the peace, confession, baptism, massive part of worshipping, declaring that we believe and that we will follow, even if it's for our little children. The Bible we use in worship, and obviously candles, etc., etc., etc. There are many different ingredients and many different ways of worshipping. We may not always like the way someone else worships, but that doesn't mean to say that it is wrong. Although worship is individual, it's also very relational, and not only to God, but to each other. It's a bit strange, but the more as we, the congregation, are together in our worship of God, the more our individual relationship with God can grow. Iron sharpens iron. An analogy of this might be, the more confident and trustworthy a husband and wife are with each other, the more they will share with each other, and the more honest they will be with themselves about their own life, hopes, dreams, and things they'd like to work on to be better people. So worship is individual. Worship is what we were designed for by our Creator God. Worship is about a relationship with God and with each other. A growing awareness of God demands a response. We are joining in with the worship of heaven every time we worship God. So how do we worship God? Well, I've got a few ideas. First one, from our hearts. And why? Well, scripture has told us this morning, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If God is our treasure and a result lives in our heart, then we will absolutely worship him from that place. The church choir I belonged to when I was little used to encourage us to say this prayer after each service. What we sing with our lips, may we believe in our hearts. And what we believe in our hearts, may we show forth in our lives. Amen. So we worship God from our hearts. How do we worship God? We can also worship God spontaneously, in the spur of the moment. Right after the Israelites had managed to go through the Red Sea unscathed and the Egyptians had died, Moses and the Israelites sang together praising God. And straight after this, Miriam, who was a prophetess, got out her tambourine and started dancing and singing praises to God and telling others to do the same. It's in Exodus 15. It says this, then Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing. See, part of worship. Miriam sang to them, sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. So that was her song, spontaneous. I find sometimes that I am very spontaneous when it comes to worship, especially sung worship. I get overwhelmed. And because I am a singer, it is easy for me to literally break into song. If you have a picture of Maria von Trapp singing on the hills, you've got it right. It's so easy to break into song when you are a singer and everything is going well and you are overcome with God's love, mercy, grace, forgiveness and his creation. Just being out there, the trees, the smell of nature, it is so easy to spontaneously worship God. But sometimes, how do we worship God? We have to worship him sacrificially, just like Habakkuk did. This is what it says in Habakkuk chapter 3. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. Being sad with things not as you think they should be makes for a harder and far less spontaneous outburst of worship. In my life, I've actually been known to refuse to sing because my heart is not leaping for joy or I have no peace. I've had times when my heart feels saturated, not with the Holy Spirit, but with great frustration, sadness, depression, and pain. This does not make me want to take out my timbrel. It does not enthuse me to dance. And I certainly don't feel like galvanizing others to worship God. My husband, over the years, has shown excellent examples of sacrificial worship and has encouraged me to do the same. I have seen my husband singing at the top of his lungs and dancing when he has received the most terrible news. He's prayed out loud at the top of his voice. He's sung worship to the living God, and all whilst there has been no fruit, no crop, and no cattle. A pastor I used to know said this to me one day. She said, "Libby, when you are low and have no hope, that's when you need to sing. You need to sing to the Lord. Libby, never stop singing praises to the Lord." I can't say I've always exercised this way of living. I wish I had. But somehow, God always seems to meet you where you are. And I've had amazing time of conscious silence in the Lord's presence, which has helped me hear him and feel his love and comfort. And then I've been able to worship. How do we worship God? Relationally. It's a relationship. We treat him as our father, as our friend, as our brother, as our king. Just like Isaiah did in the reading this morning. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. So it's all going on. There's all these angels singing praises, they're shouting, "Glory, glory." What does it say? The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And because that praise was so loud and so rich, at the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook and the temples were filled with smoke. The temple, sorry, was filled with smoke. And in that moment, this is what Elijah did. He shouted out, "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Just a pause here. Back in the day, people thought and believed that if they saw the Lord, the God Almighty, then they would die. It would be curtains. So he was afraid. Elijah was afraid of seeing God. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips and I live among a people of unclean lips. He thought it was curtains for him. But, it says this, then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. Look at this. Look at who God is. He is mightier and amazing and awesome. He's got angels flying around him, calling to one another about just how holy he is. And his glory is filling the earth, this earth, the earth that we live on. God's glory is so massive that it fills everywhere. The glory of the Lord is a wonderful thing. Do you know that song? I love this song. Part of the lyrics say, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you, be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Isaiah realized how unclean he was because of the Lord's presence. He cries out in desperation and repentance, and bang, there is the relationship. He cries out. He so doesn't want to be unclean. He so wants to be holy. He so wants to be worthy. He so wants to be free that he cries out for help. And God doesn't respond by saying, yes, Isaiah, I'm glad that you see and feel how dirty you are. I'm glad you know how rubbish you are and bad, and the conversations you have, the words you say, awful. No, God does not respond like that. Rather, he sends one of his angels who places a burning coal on Isaiah's lips to take away the sin and to make him clean. Once Isaiah is clean, he can then hear. Isaiah can hear the voice of the Lord asking, who can I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah not only knows that he is clean, but also that he is able. Now you could think, burning coal, ouch! Ooh. But my point is, God doesn't accuse Isaiah. He doesn't bring up Isaiah's badness, failings. He just burns it away, just like that. And on burning it away, Isaiah then is free to hear the voice of his maker. Isaiah knows not only that he is clean, but also that he is able. How does he know this? He knows it because he's been in the presence of the Lord, relationship. He's seen and been part of the worship, and he knows the power of the Almighty God. With this power and with this healing, Isaiah is ready to go. He's ready to preach the love of the Lord, and all because he spent time in the Lord's presence. God, you are truly great. How do we worship God? Well, I'm getting a bit like this now, aren't I? Whoops. With passion. Oh, so not English. But hey, and I've got to show you this scripture. We worship God with passion. When I read this scripture, I thought, whoa. This is from the book of 2 Chronicles, and the job of some of the Levites was to be the music worship leaders. So Levites, I know you've heard that name before. It says this, the priests then withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves regardless of their divisions. all the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. So John, our dear John Waits, I think you need a bit more friends who can play along with you. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. The singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good, his love endures forever." Can you imagine this? All that sound, all that noise, everybody just singing and praising to God. It's so loud and so full and so amazing. Then it says this, "Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God." I'm just wondering what it would be like to be in a cloud so thick that none of us could perform our duties in church. Maybe sometimes we get so caught up in the whys and wherefores of church life, rotas, how things must be done, where the band should stand, or what temple we should sing and play at, where should we have coffee, faculties. We don't actually worship truly, we half worship, quarter worship. At New Wine one time, the big Christian camp that quite a lot of us love to go to each year, hopefully lots of us are going this year, week two, quite a lot of us are going on week two this year. Anyway, a few years back when I was at New Wine, I was blessed to be in a seminar, can never say that word, where the preacher decided not to preach, but for all of us to carry on worshipping the living God. I don't know if it was just really hot in the big marquee or if there were many people evaporating slowly after all the rain we'd had, but there seemed to be a mist. And it was slightly heavy. It's amazing. And it could have been my imagination, the whole mist thing, but I know what I felt. And I felt so close to God and so strong and so able. I didn't feel I had no problems, but rather any problems I had, the Lord would give me the grace and the courage to face them. And any sin, any bad, any in me, he would just take it away. It was truly marvellous. I was strong and able, and I knew I could say with all my heart, "Here I am, send me." When we encounter God, we want to worship more. The cycle goes on. When do we stop? I pray, Father God, that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would enthuse us to worship you, to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise, to say that you are King, that you are seated on high, to call out all your names, Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, to know that your grace is sufficient for us. This day, this week, may we truly worship you in spirit and in truth. In your name, Jesus, do we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If as part of your discipleship you wish to make a gift to the work of the church, this is also available on the website. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-loving God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, especially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both, by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace, so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do earnestly and repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him. Have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness. But in thy manifold and great mercies, we are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself, once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death, until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me."
Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all thy faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high,
and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.